So what I'd just invite you to do, first of all, just to close your eyes and just become aware of your bodies, aware of your body's contact with the ground, as comfortable as you can. Be aware of your spines. So sitting on the ground, sitting in space. Be aware of your breath moving your body. Just letting your attention rest in your body. To whatever extent you can, letting go of whatever thoughts, ideas, feelings have been around for you, and just entering into the simplicity of the moment. As we gather together around a center, as we gather together with the intention to contemplate, as we come into a different aspect of ourselves and touch a different aspect of the world. In ancient Egypt, this would be called joining the company of the blue lotus, gathering together to contemplate. Be aware of the ground beneath you, the sky above you. Be aware of the directions of space, east and south, west and north. And center. There is our own center, which is deep inside our heart. There's the center of this group, which is represented by the table right in the middle. Letting our center and our sense of space join that of the group. Becoming a companion of the blue lotus. So beginning by turning our attention to the direction of the east, which is the direction of the room where the kettles are. And paying attention to the east as the place of sunrise, the place of the beginning. To the east, I invite the Archangel Raphael, healer of God who brings the breath of the morning into being. Breathe new life into us. Inspire us. Bring us into a new day, into new possibilities of life. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the east. We turn now to the south, to the direction opposite me. We turn to the place of the noonday sun, the place of summer, the place of maximum light. Feeling the power of this quarter in this summer day of great heat and light. And to the south I invite the Archangel Michael, High Priest of Heaven, whose face shines like the sun at noon. Illuminate us. Shine fully upon us, that we may be empowered and illuminated, that we may be empowered with the living flame. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the south. We turn now to the quarter of the west, just behind Andy, Faye and Pam. It's by the open window there. This is the place of the setting sun, place of twilight, the place of the deep waters, the place of reflection. To the west I invite the Archangel Gabriel, great purifying intelligence. Pour the waters of cleansing and purification upon us. Irrigate us and irrigate our lives, that we may be fruitful, that we may have true vision. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the east, the west. We turn now to the quarter of the north, which is behind me, which is the place of midnight and the sun at midnight. It is the place of night, the place of darkness, place of deep rest. To the north I invite the Archangel Uriel, light of God that shines in darkness, keeper of the mystery of silence and renewal, great alchemist of deep heaven, teach us the mystery of death and resurrection. Teach us the deep mystery concealed within substance and matter. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the north. east and west, north and south, above and below. Beneath us is the sacred land, the earth. Above us is the moon, the sun, and 1,000 stars. In the center is the presence of the Living One. The generative mystery that is constantly unfolding in the center of all experience. Feel your place within the circle. Feel yourself held by the four archangels. Feel yourself part of the living world and the living universe. And know your presence as the expression of the Living One. Yourself made beautiful. Know yourself as a companion of the Blue Lotus. Now gradually just let your eyes open and look at the image I have given you, which is the image of a Kabbalistic word. I'll explain about it later, but we're going to chant it together. And the chant is Yud Hey Shin Vav Hey. I'll just start singing it and then just join in with me best thing with chants is just to relax into them. Don't be worried about even pronouncing it correctly. Just relax into the sound of the chants. And so look at the image and chant. Yud-hei-shin Vav Hey Yud Shin Vav Hey Yud Shin Vav Shin Vav. Hail to thee, the eternal spiritual sun, whose visible symbol now shines in the morning. Hail to you from the abodes of the morning, who art like Kephara, the eternal beetle, who recreates the worlds.